live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Stuart Dunnings III, Ingham County Prosecutor. Good evening, Stuart. How are you?
I'm fine, Cheryl. We can do this interview for a while at the Secretary of State's office. My daughter got her driver's passed the test today, so
I can't
go out to do the test to talk to you because I can't get back in the building.
Well, this is a big day for you. This is just, see, this just shows, I love this because it shows how accessible you're being, even in the middle of trying to get two jobs done at once, that of a good dad and that of being the prosecutor. So I appreciate your efforts. If you have to go, we'll understand and we'll go with that.
Okay, thanks, Cheryl.
So you're so welcome. A couple of things I wanted to talk about that have come up at the end of the week and in the beginning of this week. The prosecutor's office charged at the end of last week, your office, a Lansing man with second-degree murder and a fatal shooting that was originally believed to be accidental. And the case I'm talking about is the death of of a young man, a 15-year-old Wesley Ellis Glasgow, on December 23rd. And Quincy Trey Thomas is wanted in that death. My understanding to date, he is not in custody, unless I'm mistaken.
I think he is in custody. I believe he was supposed to turn himself in last Thursday.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate the correction because what I had in front of me, it wasn't certain as yet. And this case I thought was tragic, obviously, but I thought this case was interesting because originally folks questioned at the scene about 10 folks, largely teenagers at a gathering, it sure sounded like it was a accident at first, and it just shows some good police work and investigation that things can turn around.
Right. Well, like Sherlock Holmes said, we don't deal in opinions and speculation. We get all of the facts and then form our conclusion. And unfortunately, here somebody was speculating before we had all of the facts.
Mm-hmm. Now, and a mother of one of the teens was also in the home at the time. So just by re-interviewing everybody and going through it step by step is how things turned around and started to look different.
Well, the police did a thorough investigation, and there was also some information we received from the crime lab, which also helped enormously in coming to the correct conclusion in this case.
So, okay, and I appreciate the correction that Quincy Thomas, you believe, is in custody.
I have to check to be sure, but my understanding was someone called me and said he was going to turn himself in, and I relayed that information to the police. So I think if he had not, I would have been informed.
I am quite certain that you're correct, sir. I would never overguess that. The other one, on Saturday, a suspect was arraigned on Saturday in the tragic slaying of a 7-year-old girl that had happened back in July. And her name was Amaya Edmond,
Right.
And
right.
A gentleman named Dante Jordan, who was 31 years old of Lansing, was arraigned. Now, there are a couple other people that they are still looking for. And so I know this case is still kind of fluid and still in process with a couple of people with warrants still out.
Yeah, there are two individuals still at large. And as a result of some information that we received when we took the first Mr. Jordan into custody, there's a lot more investigation we have to do at this point in time. We got some new information, so...
And the other two people, the individuals that are have warrants out for them are D'Angelo Devon Jordan, who is 24 years old, and Jerry Brian McKinney, who is 23-year-old of Lansing, who are all wanted in that death. So I guess, frankly, if anybody has information, they can get a hold of the Lansing Police Department.
Yes, and these individuals are deemed to be armed and dangerous.
And again, this just came from further investigation and good questioning by the police that we now have suspects and you're after them at this point.
Pardon? Could you repeat that? The Secretary of State person just asked me a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you need to get going?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, and this also is just with investigation since the tragic shooting in July, that's how you've gotten to the place where you know who you're looking for at this point and on the lookout for.
Yeah, LPD did an excellent job in this. They always do an excellent job in investigations, but this one was particularly difficult, and they're to be commended for the effort, their continued effort, ongoing effort in this case, because we really, at the very beginning, we were almost at a stone wall.
And then the information came to light.
Yeah.
And just to refresh folks' memory, Amaya Edmond died a day after she was shot during a home invasion at her mother and stepfather's house on Custer Avenue in Lansing. She was shot after an exchange of gunfire between at least one of, three intruders at Amaya's stepfather's home. So a horribly tragic case, but it looks like, well, with one in custody and warrants out for two, that hopefully there'll be some answers to this shortly.
Yeah, it's such a tragedy. I've met with these parents, and it just, you know, imagine that your lovely, beautiful 7-year-old daughter that's full of so much promise, and you're not going to be able to do what I am right now, be with her when she's 16, getting her driver's license, and things like that are not going to happen, and it's just heartbreaking.
Well, it particularly what you're doing right now and your statement, it's very poignant. I appreciate your time tonight, sir, and congratulations to your daughter. It's a nice thing, picking it up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're very
Thanks
welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Been speaking with Ingham County Prosecutor Stuart Dunnings.